federal spending. McCarthy said there's still more work to do. Negotiators are racing for agreement this weekend. Iowa teachers now banned from raising gender identity or sexual orientation issues with children through the sixth grade. The new law, signed by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, also mandates the removal of all books depicting sex acts from Iowa school libraries. The Dow had 315 points and the NASDAQ up 270. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's one of the most important outdoor weekends of the year, and I don't think I could deliver any better news than this. Starting with today, mostly sunny, comfortable humidity, high around 83. Partly cloudy, cool for May tonight, overnight low 59. Tomorrow's high, about 81. We'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine both days. Just very comfortable. And how about this for Memorial Day Monday, with a high temperature up to about 84. Perfect day, lots of sun, very comfortable again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia Rain or Shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
A federal grant has been awarded to the Craigfield Airport and Industrial Authority in Selma in order to proceed with a remote air traffic control academy. Alabama Congresswoman Terry Sewell announced this week that $2.4 million is being awarded from the Department of Commerce for this project. Two buildings at Craigfield will be renovated into classrooms and a 76-room dormitory. The academy is expected to bring 119 new jobs to the area. Sewell says the news of the grant, along with matching local funds and private investors, is all wonderful news. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
Two Birmingham police officers are hospitalized after a crash on Interstate 2059 on Thursday. The officers were blocking traffic when another vehicle crashed through the barricade, hitting the men. Both men are expected to survive. And a manufacturing plant will be expanding in the city of Oxford. Kronospan will be investing in a 469-acre site to introduce a new product, their oriented strand board. This week, the Oxford City Council approved a tax abatement for the new project. The $350 million investment by Kronospan will bring about 125 new jobs, bringing the total employed by that company to 600. Groundbreaking for construction of this new project should happen later this year. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I know where I'm going. You're gonna wanna come too. Down to my Mama's Produce, where there's something for you.
Something for you.
Hey, y'all, this is Tammy.
And Moo Mammy.
At Mama's Produce. Y'all come on down and see us. We've got tomatoes, watermelon, ice cream, all sorts of stuff for you this summer. So check us out on Facebook.
And you'll know where you're going to.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader here, as is Jonathan Strange of XI Repair. And, well, it's Friday, so we can go wherever you want, folks. Really, my give-a-crap meter is already broken. I'm ready to just go home and relax. But there's plenty out there. And per discussion about, like, new media and all these media wars going on, we did kind of veer into RFK Jr. territory. But first, I want to go with a journalist who was once praised by the corporate press and media for his reporting with the Edward Snowden leaks, as well as many other things he reported on, I believe, in team with Julian Assange about the Iraq War. The New York Times and the Washington Post and the Guardian, all these places loved Glenn Greenwald when he was doing that sort of work. But now Glenn Greenwald is on the outs because even his own company, The Intercept, that he started, essentially kicked him out because he wouldn't toe the line on the whole Russia collusion thing with Trump. He's like, this is BS. This is just another CIA op, like I've been calling out my whole career. And Glenn was very consistent. So here he is kind of just lamenting what in particular The Atlantic was saying about Twitter. The Atlantic magazine said Elon Musk has transformed Twitter into a right-wing alt-tech platform that has much in common with the likes of Truth Social and Rumble. So here's Glenn Greenwald kind of pointing out the ironies that we're seeing today in the media world.
It's not prohibited in American corporate journalism to spread false stories and conspiracy theorists. In fact, that's the only way that you can thrive in journalism. The people who have lied the most, who have spread the most conspiracy theories, are the ones who have been promoted and enriched most within corporate journalism. The difference is the way that you have to advance in journalism is you have to tell lies and spread conspiracy theories on behalf of the CIA, and that advance the interests of the U.S. government. That is not only permitted, that's required to be promoted. What you can't do, the thing that Hirsch did that got him expelled from journalism, is he spread what are called conspiracy theories that are against the narrative of the U.S. security state that undermine U.S. foreign policy, and that's the only thing that's prohibited. That's what gets you kicked out of journalism.
And he's, of course, referring to Seymour Hirsch, who was, Pulitzer winner, like the guy.
The Nord Stream.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was hailed by, and it was the New York Times reporter for years. I think he did, the Pentagon Papers and the My Lai massacre and so many big stories. But now, because he's not protecting the powerful, because that Nord Stream story was huge. And yet, all our prestigious press organs are like, wow, that just, it's just conspiracy.
Russia blew it up.
Right. Russia blew it up. In their best interest.
Here, Greenwald goes on.
As long as the conspiracy theories you're affirming and the false stories you're publishing are aligned with what the CIA says and what the Pentagon says and what the entire rest of the corporate media says, you're fine. In fact, you're better than fine. You're going to have all kinds of rewards lavished upon you. Let's remember that the journalist who did the most to convince Americans of the vital lie that Saddam Hussein had a alliance with Al-Qaeda, and therefore led 70% of Americans to believe the lie that Saddam Hussein participated in the planning of the 9/11 attacks was named Jeffrey Goldberg. He did that in two separate articles, one in 2002 and one in 2003 in the August Journal of the New Yorker. Then even won journalism awards. He was put on NPR and every Sunday show to spread this lie. Here you see it, March 2002. The Great Terror was the name of this article from the New Yorker. In northern Iraq, there is new evidence of Saddam Hussein's genocidal war on the Kurds and of his possible ties to Al-Qaeda. And then here you have another story in early 2020, in early 2003, right as the U.S. was getting ready to invade Iraq. That was called The Unknown. The CIA and the Pentagon take another look at Al-Qaeda in Iraq. So Jeffrey Goldberg did more to spread the false conspiracy theory that led to the Iraq War. He also became ground zero for every Russiagate fraud. And of course, Jeffrey Goldberg is not expelled from the mainstream media. He's not writing a Substack. He is the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic. He was rewarded with that position as a result of the lying he did on behalf of the U.S. security state. That's the key difference. Not journalists who spread conspiracy theories and journalists who don't. It's journalists who spread conspiracy theories that the CIA wants them to spread. Those get promoted. And then there's the journalists who question the conspiracy theories of the CIA. Those get destroyed.
I think that's spot on from Glenn Greenwald, though the media these days, especially since the whole Russiagate crap, by the way, we got to stop referring to Watergate. Like, what they did in Russiagate was that leaps and bounds bigger than Watergate.
Right.
And I'm not defending Nixon and that genius, that crack-savvy team breaking into the Watergate Hotel. They shouldn't have done that. But, okay, that's blown up into this huge, like, mouth. You use the spy agencies and the national security state, the FBI, to say Trump committed high treason, that Putin stole the election. And it wasn't true. And it's not a big deal. But the press has gotten even worse than we just reward journalists that push our particular narrative, our particular conspiracy. They've now just started hiring ex-CIA, FBI people to be their commentators. Why even be a journalist? Let's just hire John Brennan. Let's hire the Angie McCabe. And that's where it's gone, to where you're seeing just ex-spooks, if we can use that word, actually being the ones that are voicing things on the national corporate press. Now here, to bring it full circle, is Robert Kennedy Jr. I'm with Laura Ingraham. And, he's a Democrat, but he seems to get it. Seems to get it very well. Listen in, folks.
What that whistleblower is saying is true. It's very, very troubling. But I think there is a larger issue here that we're seeing, which is the politicization of U.S. enforcement agencies. The IRS would be one of those, of course, if it's true there. But we saw the politicization of the CIA with earlier on in this investigation, where you had 50 CIA agents, active and retired, but mainly active, high-level people who signed a letter telling the American people something that simply wasn't true in order to affect the outcome of an election. And I wanted Biden to win that election, but I am, I'm an American before I'm a Democrat, and that is just wrong. And then we saw, these FBI shenanigans during the Durham report that are outlined in the Durham report. That also are very, very troubling, that we're seeing these agencies that should be sacrosanct, that should be above politics, that are not allowed legally to propagandize the American people. And they are being drawn into the vortex of politics. And this is a very, very troubling development for our democracy.
I'm telling you what, folks, of all the candidates, we played a little bit of that Ron DeSantis interview with Eric Bolling. Yeah. We played a lot of the Trump videos that Trump put out, just slamming Rob DeSanctimonious. He's calling Ron Rob for some. I don't know the reference. I don't know. Maybe it's like, okay, Joshua Strange. Like it's just sort of that annoying thing. It's like, oh, that's my ex-girlfriend with her new boyfriend. It's like, how you doing, Brad? It's Tony. Okay, right. Brad. Okay, whatever. Brad. I think that's exactly what Trump's doing.
Exactly what he's doing.
Anyway, we've been playing all these clips, and as it is, it's going to heat up like crazy in the back half of this year. Just get ready for it. RFK Jr., though, is the one out of all these clips that seems to, I get the most head nods out of.
Right.
Like, he seems to get it, whether it's the COVID regime, whether it's the deep state. especially the CIA and FBI and so many other areas. One thing I was very happy to hear from DeSantis, and I wonder if you heard this, was his answer on Bitcoin. But I believe RFK Jr. was a big speaker at the Bitcoin conference that was just held in Miami.
And so was with Vivek, or however you
say it. Vivek Ramaswamy, yeah.
I'm not going to try to say that last name. How many times have you practiced that?
Once I get last names I stumble over, but once I get it, I've got it. It's Ramaswamy.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's a big
pastrami.
Deal. Shut up.
Wrong with some pastrami.
Just shut up. Yeah. Let the man talk. Let Joshua Strange.
You guys remember 6 months or a year ago, I said this is going to be a big issue in the upcoming election. And why? Because look where, you know, unfortunately the Biden administration's wanting to take the country. And even people like RFK are like, I'm a Democrat. I don't want that.
Right.
Like central bank digital currencies.
Yeah.
And I love DeSantis' answer. He got to the heart of it. He said D.C. hates Bitcoin because they can't control it.
Yep. Right.
It's the truth.
And I want that to be the big issue. And again, this is a big test coming up in 2024. It's not just the candidates that we're testing here. It's a demographics change. It's a media technological change. And when you listen to very successful people on the internet, a lot of those folks who are in that conversation with Ron DeSantis are in their late 20s, their 30s, mm-hmm. their 40s. They made their money often in the crypto space or other comparable new technologies. And they have a lot of money now. They can affect the political process. And if the issue of what is money and who controls it, I want that to be the issue. And there's just got to be a way to get that to the people. I get it. I know you get it. I know Eddie does. I hope a lot in the audience do. But if it's not talked about on Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham or on ABC Nightly News or whatever, a lot of people just kind of shrug. While big news article today, inflation, quote unquote, unexpectedly surges higher. I thought we had whooped the inflation.
Who was surprised by this? I was not surprised by this the least bit.
Oh, the experts were. It was unexpected.
They're a bunch of morons.
Completely unexpected. Inflation indeed rose in April, fueled by jumping consumer spending. Oh, so people are just buying too much stuff.
I loved people when I would have family members or even friends during the last bull run in the crypto market would say, you know, why would I hold Bitcoin? It's so volatile. It's like, you know, I would now give the example of I eat at Chipotle often, and my bowl used to be $9, $8 yeah. bucks pre-COVID, and now I'm hard-pressed if I can eat there for 15 or 20 bucks.
That's right.
I mean, the dollar's volatile.
Yep. More volatile, actually, yeah. And now more than ever.
And the rest of the world seems to be now teaming right. The expansion of BRICS on the table right now.
The Argentinian inflation rate on the record, I believe, is almost 100% currently this year.
Wow.
That's what the government reports.
Wow, yeah, right. That's what they're reporting.
So realistically, it could be 150 to
200%. 200%, I bet.
That's crazy. In a second, Peter St. Ange. He actually came out saying, I think the report's going to be inflation's a lot stickier than all the experts were predicting. He was right. And so that means more interest rate hikes.
Yeah.
That means probably bad signs for the economy. And, of course, knowing Washington, D.C., that probably means more bank bailouts as the too-big-to-fail banks get even bigger while they try to put their boot further on your neck. Hey, El Salvador, why are two U.S. senators writing the El Salvadorian authorities saying, how dare y'all make Bitcoin your national currency? That could affect our national security. Sound money affects y'all's national security?
Yep.
Really? It's stuff, again, that DeSantis made the point. They hate it because they can't control it. And you see the rotten fruits we're now having to feast on after using the almighty dollar, as a means of power and control instead of a means of holding value and as a property right for individual producers and consumers. And there's got to be a way we get back there. In the clip I'm going to play, St. Ange talks about how there are even Republican senators trying to put backdoor ways into the central bank digital currency, where instead of the Fed doing it, they'll have some private company do it.
No.
And, this seems to be where a lot of folks are going, and I just hope it becomes one of the issues of our time.
I'm all fine for a U.S. CBDC, as long as they as long as they open source it the way that you have with Bitcoin. And
I don't
say
trust
this,
them.
But hear me out. If you open source it in a way that Bitcoin has to the people and said, this is the hard code, this is, it can't be changed, it can't be controlled, and it's open to anybody, the problem is they're never going to do that.
Right.
Right.
Right. And so that's what Bitcoin has become. And so now you have two systems you opt in for. You opt in for the digital world that's open and permissionless, or you opt in for what we're going to, which is a permissioned world like China.
Very much so permission-driven.
And I've been saying this over the last month or two. It's like Bitcoin itself. If I'm trying to decide where do I put my money, if I'm just looking at the underlying utility, how the technology works, how it's spread, what's being built on top of it, I would put all my money in Bitcoin. But a lot of it, I'll put it that way. But there is there are other considerations besides what is Bitcoin and how is it working with everyday people. The government right now could kill it, not completely, but if they went to every major FDIC-backed bank and said, you cannot facilitate transactions in and out of Bitcoin, well, that destroys a lot of exchanges, that destroys a lot of on-ramps that the everyday person would use. So that's making me a little hesitant from putting all my money in Bitcoin. And that's what's so frustrating, folks. You have this incredible new innovation, this incredible new technology that could give you essentially property rights on the internet that nobody, no government on earth could take away. It's remarkable to see it grow over the last 10 years. And to say now, well, we're at the end game or the beginning of the end. Well, will the government kill it? Will the U.S. government do what China did 8 years ago? And looking at what the Biden administration's put out, you've been looking at this, Jonathan, that has me worried. If these folks get reelected, they're going to try to kill what I think is a potential golden goose down the road.
Right. And I mean, let's be honest, Trump's no better, unfortunately, in that world. I don't know if you know very many comments he's made on that. I think a lot of it's just his ignorance of him not understanding the technology.
Right.
If you look at Ron, you know, he has a reason to understand it because you have so many people in that space in Miami, in Florida that are developing. And so I think people in his cabinet have probably said, like, look, you know, let's research this and understand it. I just wish Trump would sit down and do the same. Kind of like Ted Cruz did, right?
Right.
I mean, he's in Texas, and he started to understand the technology, because I think he'd get a lot more votes if he switched his opinion on that. Because I know a lot of people personally that's like, they're a one, that's the only
that's
thing they care about.
That's their, yeah.
It's you are either pro this or you're not.
Or you're not. You're with me or against me.
Well, the good news is a lot of our federal officials here from our Alabama delegation, everybody seems to be pretty solid. I haven't checked up on Terry Sewell, but for the most part, everybody seems pretty solid. Our two senators are pretty great on this issue.
$2.8 million delivered to Craig Field, so she's done something.
Oh, no, Terry Sewell does all right, and I like Terry. I've met her a few times. Terry's great. But it's just a matter of, are you read up? Are you read in? Do you know what this technology actually is? Can you be conversant in it? Because a lot of the conversation often is, Andrew Sorrell told me this yesterday. He was the first person in the Alabama legislature to introduce a Bitcoin bill. And it wasn't that people were fully against it from the get-go. They're just like, well, what company runs this? Exactly. And like, you have to break people down and rebuild. It's like, it's completely new. That's not how it works. And so, yeah, maybe it is just a matter of more and more education. Let's go to Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Pretty good, Scott. Right. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. I got a question for Jonathan. I ain't trying to change y'all's subject.
Sure.
But I think I caught an APIM module. It's for a car radio. Mm-hmm. It connects to the back of the screen, and it controls your radio, your climate, and all that stuff. Could y'all rebuild or repair one of those?
What's wrong with it? Is there something ripped off? Or is it?
I don't know. I just got a blank screen.
Ah, you got a blank screen. So we really don't do very much in the automotive world. Occasionally we'll have somebody like a shop bring us something that, you know, maybe a capacitor or a flex cable connector was ripped off of, and we'll resolder it for them. But that's really outside of our world of diagnostics. I might look up just a local auto repair shop, or maybe take it to your dealership and see if that's something they can do.
I've already done all that, and a new one's like $600.
Not going to be cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right, now. Well, that's all I wanted. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, fellas. And first off, let me just say, if you haven't got your phone cleaned by John and his team, let me tell you, take the time, drop it off. spend the money and let him clean your phone. Because they take it apart. You wouldn't believe how much better you could hear. It's amazing, man. I just want to tell you, thank you. I do it about twice a year now, and it makes the phone situation so much easier and so much sweeter to talk and listen.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. And people don't understand. A lot of times, you know, you take it to Verizon and they're going to say, oh, you can't hear out of your speaker. You need a new phone.
New phone, like, baby.
No. You just need to let a professional get a microscope and actually clean out that speaker hole so you can actually hear out of your phone. So thank you for your business and those kind words.
Oh, yeah. And the thing I want you to explain to me is if FedNow is coming online in July, kind of how that works, how the bank's going to be connected to that and how you see it affecting the consumer in the future, and what do you think about reverse ATMs? Do you see them coming to get the cash off the streets, like where you go into a store and you put your cash in and give you a Visa card back? Do you see that in the near, you know, coming near future along with FedNow?
I don't think the later part is, unless they, you know, somehow figure out a way to subsidize the cost of the Visa card itself, because it's the cost. I mean, that is why cryptocurrencies are, and just really any blockchain technology, are so valuable, because you can send money, you know, peer-to-peer for pennies almost. I mean, it's almost practically free, right, on some chains. So no, to answer your second question, and then your first, FedNow is more, from what I understand, it's more of just like a remarketing campaign, which is kind of, they're really not changing a lot with the system from what I've understood or read about it. It's more so kind of scary that they're just trying to relabel some of these technologies that they're already using Fed related. It's almost like they're getting ready to launch the bigger thing, which is direct payments or even direct accounts with U.S. Taxpayers, which is what they seem to have been testing in MIT, and that's what should scare us all. Because I think if that gets rolled out, I mean, it just gives the federal government way yeah, too much power.
And if I was a regional bank, I wouldn't like that either.
Sure, a small community bank shouldn't like it.
Thing is, what choice would you have?
Because see, then they start saying, well, you know, right now you want to build a little business. You go ask your local community bank. Right. Hey, look, here's my pitch. Try going and doing that at Chase.
Good luck. Right.
They're gonna laugh you out the door.
Well, yeah. And then when you add to it, if you got an account just at the Federal Reserve, well, you don't meet our DEI standards because you spent money on this thing, and we saw that you said this thing on social media. That's why the central bank digital currency is so bad, but it's the same principle. If you have that central control, you can add all sorts of things to it, more than just be, hey, it's my money, give it to me.
No.
Well, Randall, here's the good news. We said some negativity. Here's the good news. I've been in the digital, you know, payment space myself. I've really tracked it. I've been mining stuff for almost a decade. I've never had a year like this year where I have seen it be so, the narrative of where money comes from, how money is, what is value. I've never seen it so mainstream as it is today. I mean, you have almost every presidential campaign at least taking a stand, whether they're for or against it, recognizing that it is a big issue. So I think change is coming.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I mean, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, bud.
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting, and they're at River Region Contracting. Todd Clark and his team could help you with that roof of yours. Maybe you just need a little patchwork or just an inspection, or it could be one of an entire brand new roof, whether it's an asphalt or metal roof. Jack Campbell just got a brand new asphalt roof on his house. River Region Contracting did that for him. And here's the good news. If all you need is an inspection, just like it's been a few years, been too long, their inspections are free. Their estimates, also free. And they're also insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem with your roof, your insurance company's going to cover. They can walk you through that claims process, make it a swift and easy experience. So call up Todd Clark and his team today at 356-8635. Make an appointment at 356-8635. You know, they actually show up on time.
Yes, they do.
And they not only get the job done, they don't leave a big mess. You're not going to find a bunch of screws or nails or whatever, or, you know, fast food bags in the bushes or something down the road. Mm-hmm. They're really great there at River Region Contracting. Be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. More news. Wait. I think we should do the other sweet creek drawing, the regular sweet creek drawing for the $60 gift card. Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
All right.
Now, while y'all were talking and Randall's talking, I was running the numbers here, and let's see.
What we got, Bubba?
Who do we got? Oh, the winner is My goodness. It's Paul.
Paul?
Paul. Paul. You're the winner of the Sweet Creek $60 gift card. Give us a call, Paul. Or something like that at 272-9228. More news and views after this. Let's celebrate.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, hello. This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, River Region, this is Christina of the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. As a member of this amazing community, I want to assure you that our brand new dealership is all about you and your experience. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota Montgomery offers the lowest prices and the best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. You can be confident you're getting a great deal, but it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota. Come see me. I'm Christina. I want to sell you a car at the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Or shop online at toyotamontgomery.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, I think the news is just about perfect for the holiday weekend weather. The night's a little bit on the cool side. I think tonight and tomorrow night will be a little cool for May with a low temperature down to about 59, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow's high temperature 81 on Sunday, upper 70s to around 80. Plenty of sunshine with comfortable days, cool nights. Memorial Day Monday, how about this? High of 84, lots of sun, and very low humidity. We hit the jackpot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor. You don't buy a tractor to do just one job. You want a tractor with the power and precision to tackle a wide range of jobs. The Kubota L2501 with matching implements in stock today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I want to tell you something. You know what? You're the best.
We lost her this week. Irv and I called up, asked if I could play this. A little bit of it. Live 1990, Barcelona, Tina Turner. Put this video out 9 months ago on her page, YouTube channel, and 12 million views now. And there's some folks that just transcend and become true stars. And apparently she had been battling something for a while. What a life, and what an impact.
Oh, definitely.
What happened to music, man?
What do you mean?
Today's the music internet is not the same.
The internet, all you computers?
At all.
What would you say? Is it too...
Auto-tune?
Well, it's skill. That's what it comes down to. I'm not even a musician, and I'll say that. Because you can just hop on a computer, and you start making a little beat. Yeah. And nothing wrong. There's some good songs that are made like that. But where's the bands? Like, where's the actual bands playing good music? A singer and a drummer.
Brass. Yeah.
You know.
Well, and I would go in the direction. I noticed this because I love classic rock so much. I mean, there are sad classic rock songs.
Oh, yeah.
But generally, there is this kind of over-the-top spirit, and that song we just played still had that sort of over-the-top thing. Like,
pumps you up.
And rock and roll, especially like in the early 2000s there, just went...
Started getting the dragging of the music. Wasn't upbeat no more, just depressing.
Right. Yeah, it's just negative. It became about that angry working class guy where nothing's working out.
Yep. Well, our music is a reflection of our times.
Very true.
Yeah, I think that might be where the music went. Where you're either you know, taking MDMA and going to some EDM concert, or you're, you know, taking heroin and I hurt myself today.
Or some of us just turn on YouTube and go to an 80s concert.
Yeah, you just watch classic
crank it
stuff.
Up, drink Bush Light, yeah.
No, there is some good music out there. The newest band I probably listen to the most, probably Wolfpack. They're more of like a funk R&B, you know, group. Jack is the name of the guy who really writes everything, but they're all out of Minneapolis, and they're great. Joe Dart on the bass, Corey Wong on guitar, they do spin-off groups, and it's really good music. I'll send you some of their stuff. It sounds great, and it's kind of a little bit of a throwback there. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
I heard y'all talking about the movies the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a great movie to watch on Memorial Day weekend. If you've never seen it before, it's called A Bridge Too Far.
Great movie. One of the greatest movies out there.
A Bridge Too Far?
Bridge Too Far. I own that movie.
A Bridge Too Far.
Yep.
Got James Caan, Robert Redford, Sean Connery. So many great actors in it. You can't name them all.
No, and it's based on a true story. Great movie.
Yes, sir. Operation Market Garden.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now on IMDb. I'll definitely add that to the list.
It's
that's
a really,
something I want
really
to watch.
Good movie. Yeah.
And actually, that mission failed.
Mm. It did fail?
Yes, it did. The Germans pushed them back.
I see.
But it's a wonderful movie.
It is.
Well, I appreciate that recommendation, Brian.
I support all the veterans out there, and thank you for your service.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. 2729228. Yeah, Memorial Day, it's a rough one because I know a lot of folks can, as they are remembering, it's the people that you lost. And whether it's a father or a son, and we got daughters and mothers too on that list now. I think what I saw this morning, I might be a little off, but it's like 1.3 million Americans have made that sacrifice over our existence. And, yeah.
Like that since our founding? Or
I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, in some ways we've gotten quite lucky in that we got these two oceans, and and a lot of that death toll comes from the Civil War. Mm. In a lot of ways, we had the advantage of being essentially an island on the other side of the world, whereas when you look at, I mean, the numbers dead of...
In Europe.
Yeah, like the Russians and the Europeans and... Yeah, or look at the Chinese in World War II, how many people were killed there by the Japanese. Yeah. It's, but 1.3 million's, you know, any life is too many. And it really has defined our country. Like, I'm looking at this, A Bridge Too Far, and that era, so what's been called the greatest generation, has really defined the country, but that also seems to be changing. Because we just did a story yesterday, it was a 101-year-old World War II vet who finally walked for his graduation. Yep. Because when he went to school, he had to be called up to go fly a plane there in Italy. So at that same school, just this year, let him walk, get his diploma at 101 years old. And you're starting to realize, man, he's 101. Like, and your Vietnam vets aren't getting any younger either. And I do worry we are forgetting the stories and the inspiration those people gave all of us. So a weekend like this weekend, and especially Memorial Day on Monday, it should be about remembering that spirit. And not just, you know, it's always good to get together with friends and cook out and drink a few Bush Lights, right, Eddie?
That's right.
But remember the underlying reason. Unfortunately, we as Americans, whatever holiday it is, we kind of turn it into, yeah, let's cook some hot dogs and blow some stuff up.
Yeah, but a lot of that is that, but it's also a matter of, it's a way to get family and friends together.
Exactly.
So when instead of staring at each other, you say, hey, come over for the barbecue. Come over for the Bush Light. You don't say, come over and let's be depressed together.
But that's what it usually...
Right, that's what happens.
Because yeah. What's more exhilarating than a hot dog, you know? 2729228. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And maybe you need a rush job, folks. Like, you are going to entertain a bunch of people, say, out on the lake. And you want to be able to enjoy the barbecue and outside. But then there's this thing called mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why not have Ashley and her team there at Pest Pro Services actually get out there and treat your yard for mosquitoes? That way you don't have to spray grandma with a bunch of off, like... Get over here, Ethel. We're going to, you know, make sure the skeeters don't get you. But that stuff half the time doesn't even work. The candles don't even work. what works are these treatments that Pest Pro Services can provide you. And, of course, they can help you with all your pest control problems. Just call them today at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. You can also go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and her team that you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, bud?
Happy Memorial Day weekend here upcoming. This is, yeah, you're right, a time to remember. It's not just a regular old holiday to get together, although that's the fun part. But remembering those folks that sacrificed, gave all in order for us to have this little slice of freedom is, you know, of utmost importance, I believe. I mean, can you just imagine Eddie, Joey, 18, 19, 20 years old, you know, one of those boats that come across the channel on D-Day, and, you know, you're hearing, you know, the bullet coming in, banging on that door that's about to drop, and you're going to walk out into that, into the ocean. Just, wow. I mean, the courage, the bravery, the just chutzpah, to be able to, I mean, launch yourself into that. I mean, you know, you see the Saving Private Ryan movie, I've heard it said that, you know, people that see it, that were actually there, are like, this is just dead on. This is exactly the way it was, you know. One of my mentors, the job that I do now, actually was a World War II vet. He was airborne in Battle of the Bulge, and passed away now, died maybe 10 years ago. But one of the things that happened to him is artillery hit near where he was and covered his uniform with just dirt, you know. And now his name was actually a foreign sounding name, and so when the Germans came along and just, you know, were picking up the soldiers that were wounded, and they thought he was German soldier because all they could see was just his name, and it saved his life because they took him into the German side of the, you know, bed unit there, and we're actually patching them up and fixing them before they realized, oh crap, culture. And but it actually saved his life to have that, you know, happenstance. You know, stories like that, though, really need to be told over and over again, especially to the younger generation. Stories about how, you know, they would like get shot and patch themselves with snow in order to stop the bleeding so they could, you know, survive. Just, you know, incredible bravery and human fortitude. I wonder if we even have it today. I think we do in some cases, but in many, I don't know. I'm wondering.
Papa B, like I often say on these airwaves, I suspect won't be the exact same, but a comparable challenge is kind of in front of us. It's in the air. Something's going to give here. And people, when they are pressed that way, folks underestimate how much they can do in even a miserable situation. And so I still believe that's there, but we just haven't. We have it too good right now.
Well, have it very good, and thanks to, you know, what the price that has been paid, we don't never ever forget it.
Right.
Anyway, happy Memorial Day to you all. Hope you eat some good steak or barbecue or whatever it is you have planned. Have a nice time on the lake. Eddie, I don't think that I'm going to get out there because it has gone bone crazy.
Yeah, this is one of those hot days.
Don't get out there during the holidays.
Yeah, this will be one of those days. On Lake Jordan, we won't be nothing like Lake Martin, but we still get pretty crowded.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one.
You too, man. See you, Papa B.
Great call. This is part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. And there at New Look Decorating Center, well, Brett Lanham, the manager, that's the guy to go see. I mean, he's put together a great team of paint specialists, Jordan and Katie. Don't forget the owner, Brian Carr. Right. He's a paint specialist in his own right. But I'll tell you what, Eddie, isn't Brett just passionate about paint?
That, and he's got energy. He's got energy for days,
for
man.
For days. And they've helped you out many a time,
yeah,
right?
They have. Yes, they have. And they'll continue to help me out as we continue to do more painting projects around the house.
Did you ever restain that deck?
Kind of hot now, Joey.
Didn't you go by New Look Decorating 2 years ago?
I still got 5 gallons.
And this isn't on Brett and the team. This is all on you.
Oh, this is on me. I've got the color picked out. I've got 5 gallons of it to start.
So, folks, whether you're doing it yourself, even if that do-it-yourself project is 2 years out from where you planned, or you're looking to contract out that job, New Look Decorating Center is the place to check out. Of course, they offer high-quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies that can match any competitor paint color in high-quality Benjamin Moore paint, a 40-year institution. Not only are you supporting the local Montgomery economy when you use New Look Decorating Center, supporting the Alabama economy. One of the Benjamin Moore's largest plants is right here in Alabama, in Pell City, Alabama. And before you, say, hire a painter for a real big job, maybe you're repainting the whole exterior of your home, why don't you stop by New Look Decorating first, or at least give them a call at 271-0007 so you can be like, hey, y'all know a painter that would be good for this particular job?
Right.
They'll know one. They work with all the painters, all the contractors in town. And, of course, you can always go to newlookdecoratingcenter.com. But the best way is to go meet Brett and the team in person. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in Montgomery, where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. Be sure to tell Brett and the team that you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no! They got motion sensor lights! Let's get out of here!
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final segment here on a Friday. Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
How you doing, Ray?
Hey, guys. What are y'all going to be doing this weekend?
A little boat riding, a little hot dog eating.
I'm probably going to be making a little music. Equipment.
I'm going to be cooking some ribs, but I won't be selling floors this week.
Oh.
We're going to shut it down all weekend and give everybody off.
Oh, that's good of you, Ray.
So we'll be back on Tuesday. But now, look, well, they're here till 5:30 tonight, so if you need something, call them tonight. They'll come running.
There you go.
These guys are ready to roll. I'm fixing to go to Wendy's and get my ribs.
All right.
Now, there's a few things in life I can do really good. Flooring and rib cooking.
Now, do you have a secret, like your own rub? And
I know how to do it, baby. I tell you, I had a friend, Brian Espy, that bragged on the rib. I didn't say a word. I said, all right, let's do this. Let's do a contest. You cook your ribs, I cook my ribs. We're going to put them in a pile. I'll know mine, you know yours. We don't tell anybody whose ribs are what. His were still sitting there the rest of the afternoon.
Oh.
To this day, I can't talk about ribs.
Oof, that hurts. He agreed to it.
He might be a better turkey hunter than me, but I'm a better rib cooker than him.
So it's kind of like that Paul Newman, Tom Cruise movie where they're the pool hustlers, except with ribs.
With
not
ribs,
pool.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really should go into those rib contests. Because being a little skinny white guy like I am, they wouldn't think
they would doubt you from the get-go, buddy.
No, what style? I don't want you to give it away, but what style of ribs are we talking here?
Okay, I like to do a dry rub the night before.
Mm-hmm.
You cook it slow on the grill. You don't play with it. You just put a little bit of applesauce on it here and there, and then a bourbon barbecue sauce after that, and it is to die for.
Well, that sounds good.
Man, now I'm hungry.
I know.
If I ever sell private carpet, I will never open a restaurant. But I'll do a lot of cooking.
Man.
Wow.
Got me wanting some of your ribs, buddy.
I just wanted to end the show on a good note and make everybody good and hungry for supper.
You did that.
Good job. All right, guys. Well, if y'all need anything, call us 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. Next thing you know, you got a floor down. Just that simple.
Again, folks, 285-8117. When you call, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here bragging on his rib cooking for bonus points.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray.
Well, Eddie, we've only pretty much got 2 minutes left here. Did we learn anything today?
It was good to talk to Tagersley.
It was great
to talk to him. I love when Dr. Tagersley comes in here.
Always great to talk to Jonathan, too.
Jonathan's great, but because I have phone issues all the time, I see Jonathan a lot.
Right, right. He was helping us out here in the studio.
He did. He helped me. Again, I got phone issues a lot.
Yeah, when you were out of the room, we were like, user error, right? Yeah, it was user error.
I'll take that. I'll take
that. No, you seem a little flustered, me saying that.
I'll take that. It's an iPhone, and I'm not an iPhone guy, so... that's more than likely the case.
Well, it's fair. You got to learn your new device.
But I want to tell you, I think Eric might call me up Monday. If you're not doing nothing Monday, Joey, we'll have a seat on the boat for you. And not in the back either. On the front.
You're actually inviting me up to the lake.
If you want to come.
Sure.
Just saying if you want to come.
Yeah, I do want to come.
Text me and I'll give you directions.
I mean, who wouldn't want to come? To your big shindig.
It's not a big shindig at all.
Oh, no,
it's
more like a private secret meeting.
Bring you a shovel, because I done moved 2 tons of gravel this morning. My back is killing me. Maybe you could come up and help me move some of this gravel around.
You could, maybe run a backup.
I did, Joey. I was the guy on the ground. My buddy was the driver.
And on that disappointing note, y'all stay tuned. Happy hour with Greg Vidal. Well, he's next.